views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. If you want to be inspired, if you want to create purposeful living, if you want to find out how it feels to conquer a powerful living journey, gain clarity and guidance, and uncover the recipe of your greatest birthright, then you're going to want to get it straight from the sophisticated guys, David and Philip. So stay tuned and get your sophisticated on. You're listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip, coming up right next.
Right about time to get sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. What happens when a psychic and pragmatist join forces for a radio show? You get it straight from the sophisticated guys. David offers live intuitive readings and Philip gives practical, focused coaching. Together, they help you uncover and claim the universe's desire for your life. Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And figure out how to live your life in good taste with a twist. Now, let's get sophisticated with David and Philip.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Get Sophisticated. This
good
is Philip.
Good morning, everyone. This is David, the psychic.
Yes. So we have a very exciting show today. I'm super excited. I've been looking forward to this show for months once we got the guest confirmed. So we have a very exciting guest today. Before we sort of dive into talking, David, why don't you go ahead and give out the phone number to the callers.
Absolutely.
Just in case they want to go ahead and get lined up.
Yeah, so we want to invite, you know, whoever wishes to call, whether for a reading or for some coaching or to speak with our wonderful guest today, give us a call. The phone number is 800-930-2819, and we welcome, you know, whatever your question is for the day.
Yeah, so today's show, I'm really excited about this because I think that our guest today is someone who is striking out onto a new frontier and is talking about something that I think has sort of gotten lost a bit in our society and used to be something that people were very focused on and aware of. And that's your voice and the words that you're using and how you're speaking. And so really exciting show. I'm glad that people were able to tune in. Just in case we have some new listeners who aren't familiar with us, mm-hmm. we'll do some introductions. So,
yes.
David, why don't you introduce yourself?
Yes. Good morning again. This is Get Sophisticated with David. I'm the psychic and the intuitive half of the sophisticated guys. So I take a look at what's happening in your life, not just what is currently going on right now, but why it may be happening as well. Because there's, oh my gosh, and actually I just did the vocal fry that we're going to talk about today.
We're going to be doing it throughout the show, I think. So.
And so I can take a peek at what might seem puzzling, mysterious, or, you know, obscured to give you more clarity to see where you need to step forward into next.
And so I'm Philip. I'm the pragmatist that's mentioned in the beginning of the show intro. So we say I'm the translator of all things woo-woo. So I take the information that David gets and I give you actual practical real life steps that you can implement to start to get closer to that goal. And so I'm the person who is, I sometimes say I'm like your best friend who's just going to tell you like it is. So and together we really have sort of a unique spin and take on mm-hmm. the world because mm-hmm. David deals with the spiritual and energetic, and I'm really rooted in sort of the real world and the practical part. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
So today we have a guest, Libby Wagner. She is also known as a boardroom poet. And I went to her website to sort of pull up some talking points, and I have a full page of talking points. So I'm going to go through them relatively quickly, but I just want to let our listeners know some of Libby's accomplishments, because when you actually read them, you start to get a feel of how diverse of a person she really is. So Libby is a poet, author, and speaker. She's one of the only former poetry professors who's warmly welcomed into the boardroom. She has worked with Fortune 500 clients, including Boeing, Philips, Diageo, and Costco. She's been featured alongside some really big speakers like Susie Orman and John Fropp. Profiled by Dori Clark, who is the author of a book called Reinventing You, which was published by the Harvard Business Review Press. Also an award-winning faculty member, has a master's in fine arts in poetry, graduate of the prestigious Million Dollar Consulting College, quoted in the New York Times and the Harvard Business Review, author of an Amazon best-selling book, The Influencing Option. So Libby, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you so much, Philip. It's great to be here with you and David. It's two of my favorite guys of all time, and I'm excited about our conversation today.
I know. You're one of our favorite people, too. I still
remember.
I still remember the first time that we met. Do you remember that?
I do.
It was 2006. And just so you guys know, I know Philip wants to share a little more about this, but it's a sophisticated tip where we would like to share with you that if you're new to a town or new to a city and you want to get to know more people, really quickly, you know, throw a party like what we did.
Yeah. So
it was a party where we invited about five or six people. Mm-hmm. And the direction was for them to invite one other person who did not know us.
Right. And then in turn, that person was to invite one person that didn't know the person who had invited them. So if that doesn't make sense, it will when you listen to it again.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
But what happens is
I think it's pretty clever.
It's
great.
What happens is you end up with a party with a group of people who actually do have a lot of things in common, uh-huh, because they have common friends.
And actually that party was to feature the movie The Secret.
Mm-hmm. So we did
it was a
viewing
party and then a discussion afterwards. Yeah. And we invited people to bring in some goodies, some nibbles, something to drink, mm-hmm, which was really awesome.
It was a lot of fun and very strange because I had just moved back to Seattle and didn't know very many people. And so in a fit of, okay, I'll go, mm-hmm, I said yes.
Yes. And who invited you?
Amy Chang.
I know.
The
Amy
networker
Chang.
Of
Hello,
networkers.
Amy Chang.
See, now 50 people are going to call and going,
I know Amy Chang.
Yes, if you guys don't know Amy Chang, she is now in Denver, but she was in Seattle for a long time, and she was quite the social hub.
Yes.
But getting back to Libby, so we met you there, you know? We got to know, you know, what you did, which is a little different than you're focusing on now, right? Yeah. Well, go ahead and share with us about that.
Well, I am a poet, as Philip said, and I had a long career in education, but now I work with businesses and have a company called Influencing Options, as well as my own work as a poet, as the boardroom poet, going in and helping organizations improve their culture and uncover hidden artistry. So that's different from hanging out with students teaching poetry and writing.
True. Mm-hmm.
So I was super excited that Libby was coming on the show, mm-hmm, because last week, so as we know, I'm sort of obsessed with pop culture, mm-hmm, social media. And mm-hmm, so last week on social media, on Facebook and Twitter, everyone was sharing articles and videos about a phenomenon that we can thank the Kardashians for, which is vocal fry.
Even me, who's not totally into pop culture, I actually shared this article before I even knew it was trending on Facebook and on Twitter and on all these other sites.
Yeah, so I was excited because it was this thing that you know, really resonated with people. Everyone was sharing it. Mm-hmm. And I knew Libby was coming on. So I thought we would talk a little bit about vocal fry. And so I almost had our producer, Benny, pull up some clips of the Kardashians speaking or some clips from Grey's Anatomy of Meredith Grey. Mm-hmm. Meredith Grey is another one that really does this a lot. Mm-hmm. But I was scared to do it.
Just listen to our conversation today. We're going to do it.
We're doing it because we're thinking about it. I was scared
me.
To actually have clips play because it's really easy to start to mimic it. But I'm going to give an example.
Okay.
So normal voice saying, oh, I'm so tired.
What? You already did the
vocal fry. No, but vocal fry. So I do it naturally. But vocal fry is, oh, I'm so tired. It's where you drop your voice back into your throat and it sort of vibrates. And so I want to share part of what was going around on Facebook. So originally there was a 2011 study that was done by the University of Miami and Duke University. And in this, they really were just sort of studying the phenomenon of vocal fry. And they found that up to 2/3 of college female students use it and that the majority of their undergrad peers perceived it as being something that was positive. So they followed up this study recently, and the 2014 study, they actually had people read a line in a normal voice, male and female, and then using vocal fry. Mm-hmm. And then they had people from different ages evaluate based on credibility and how they thought this person might do for a job. Mm-hmm. And what they found is that 86% of the time, the women who were speaking in the normal voice were preferred over the female voice that was using vocal fry. And what hit me, and Libby, what I wanted to ask you is, as I was thinking about this and thinking about examples of vocal fry and people who use it, I became aware that most of the examples are female. And it made me think back to the Valley Girl accent, which was also really big. And I wanted to ask you, Is it true that the female voice and the way that females speak fluctuates and changes based on trends more so than the male voice? What do you think about that?
Wow. Well, I can't imagine why you're asking me this. You know, we could probably have a whole show on gender and voice. Maybe we should do that sometime.
Interesting.
But I think that one of the things that's happened with women, and especially young women, is as they're finding their voices, they're often mimicking. And they're also always trying to become aware of whether or not people are taking them seriously. So I think, you know, it's very interesting. I took some time to kind of look into it since I actually was all the way in Ireland hearing about vocal fry. And, you know, one of the things I think that's important is your voice, your literal physical voice, is only one aspect of the voice that I wanted to be able to chat with you guys about today. But it is an important one because it sounds different to say good morning than good morning.
Absolutely.
And there are just different things going on behind that.
You know how I characterize that vocal fry phenomenon? I call it as the evolution of a dissociated chic. You know, I grew up in the generation where whatever became like a really popular response, you know, where this detached sense of being where I'm too cool for this, or it doesn't really matter to me, or that's not important enough for me to focus my attention on. And I sort of see this as like the evolution of dissociated chic, you know, especially because so many movie stars are doing it.
Yeah, I think there's something to that, David. And I especially think if you look at the work of Lynn Truss, who wrote Talk to the Hand, and she was famous actually for the book on grammar, Eats, Shoots, and Leaves, which was great. She said that we're becoming more and more a society devoid of empathy. And this idea of talk to the hand was something that came from popular media, especially Jerry Springer.
Oh my gosh, I totally see that. I totally see that. So you guys, it's time for a break, but we're absolutely going to continue this conversation. And I want to leave you with this thought. First, the phone number, in case you'd like to call in for some coaching, some psychic insights, or to speak to our wonderful guest. It is 800-930-2819. So when we come back, Libby will explain what the cost is when you're not fully embodying your true voice. So stay tuned.
Tired of traditional talk? People pontificating about this or that, the left or the right. Sometimes the truth is just all lost in the noise. Tune in each week to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher on TransformationTalkRadio.com, Mondays at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, as nationally known guests talk about what's important to you, your life, your concerns, and your success. Tune in and turn on to Straight Talk with Chuck Gallagher. Visit ChuckGallagher.com for more information.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
Always inspiring and uplifting, Brenda Thine spreads love and light wherever she goes. Enlightening, empowering, and encouraging readings, Brenda connects with your guides, angels, fairies, and loved ones who have crossed over to provide you with the highest guidance possible to enable you to live your highest truth and maximize your potential. Always light-filled, a session with Brenda will have you feeling wonderful, centered, and ready to take on anything. Schedule your session now at BrendaThine.com. That's Brenda, T-H-Y-N-E.com.
Tune in to Heart Center Talk Radio with David Christopher Lewis, a gifted clairaudient, Aquarian spiritual author, and talented musical composer on TransformationTalkRadio.com every Wednesday, 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 p.m. Eastern Time, with delivering more than 4,000 messages from angels, masters, and divine beings. David will share the Ascended Master's teachings, insights, and surprising revelations to light bearers. Meet transformative guests who embody change and inspire hope and get a refreshing and deeply meaningful perspective on life. Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
Somehow, I knew it would be like this. A few moments stolen before a vermilion sunset. A bottle of Barolo shared with a great friend. Knowing it wasn't the loveless marriage I feared, but not to notice the late afternoon light. The curve of the waitress' face. My own face, softened by weeks in Tuscany, surrendering what's to come.
So welcome back, everyone, to Get Sophisticated. That was our guest, boardroom poet Libby Wagner, with her poem, Somehow. And so, Libby, why don't you tell us a little bit about that poem? When I was going through and thinking about how to best let the listeners get to know you, I thought sharing your poetry would be a really good way to do it. And that's one of my favorite poems that you've done. So can you just tell us a little bit about Somehow. How did that come about?
Thanks, Philip. Well, you know, it's interesting because when we talk about voice, we're talking about the full embodiment of who we are. And, you know, that's a spiritual quest as much as it is a practical quest.
Absolutely. I notice that with my clients.
Yeah. And so part of what that poem is about is I think for a long time, maybe about 10 years, I thought, you know, if I can just find the perfect spiritual practice, the perfect, you know, number of minutes to meditate per day and how many times to do yoga and whatever, that I could just be blissed out all the time and nothing would ever bother me. And it wasn't until a few years ago when I realized that part of the human experience is that you get everything. Mm-hmm. You get all of it. And part of embodying and embracing your voice is to recognize that a full human experience has both joy and sorrow, grief and ecstasy, all of those things. So Somehow is really a poem about claiming that. And, you know, the last lines are about when, no matter what comes in, dark or light, I give myself up to the joy of every tiny thing.
And I love that last sentence. I actually included a section of that poem in my first book.
That's right. You did, David. Thank you.
Because I love it. And that's what you have to do when you really want to live a wholehearted life, when you really want to fully embody yourself. You have to take it all.
Yep.
The dark and the light.
You do.
So exciting.
I just want to share a little bit of information about how the listeners can find out more about Libby. Mm-hmm. So her website is boardroompoet.com. And you can also find her on Facebook and Twitter at Boardroom Poet. And YouTube, you can search for Boardroom Poet or Libby Wagner. And the website has lots of video content. It has actual poems that you can go and read. So there's a section where you can actually go read some of the poetry. Your books, you have two poetry books that are currently out, Like This, Like That, and Somehow.
Yes.
And you can find those on Amazon. And then your business book, The Influencing Option, is also on Amazon as well.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yes.
So just search for Libby Wagner, right?
Yes.
On Amazon?
Yes. And stay tuned because later this year there'll be another poetry book and a compilation I'm really excited about, which is audio poetry and music composed by the Irish musician Owen O'Sullivan.
We know Owen really well.
Yes, and so very exciting. Those are things to come.
So I have a question. Does your book have a title, the upcoming one?
The upcoming book, actually it does. It's called Dancing on the Summer Lawn.
Oh.
Yes. And so it will be out sometime later this year.
So to sort of the teaser before we went to the commercial, and I've had conversations with you about this, right? Something that we definitely wanted to have be a part of the show today. Mm-hmm. So what is the cost for someone when they're not fully embodying their voice? What happens?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think the short answer is you live a life unintended. And you know that you're not living and standing in your voice when you experience certain kinds of discomfort or distress for long periods of time. Things like burnout, things like frustration, exhaustion, a sense of, oh, my God, how did I get here? You know, those kinds of things. Now, those are normal parts of a life. But for prolonged periods of time, there's really a chance that you're not speaking in your voice. And your voice is always part of articulating and aligning who you are and what your heart's desire is.
Mm-hmm. I can see that.
And I think, you know, well, one of the things I thought was interesting is, like, I think it's a really sophisticated concept because, you know, part of speaking out and being who you are and claiming yourself is claiming all of yourself.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's why we invited you, because you are quite a sophisticated lady.
So, Libby, why don't you talk a little bit, because you had that same experience yourself of sort of coming to this realization that even though you were wildly successful, you had garnered all this acclaim, that you realized you weren't fully embodying who you were and standing true in your voice. And that was when you decided, I need to figure out how to re-embrace my poet self and the artist side of me. So talk a little bit about that, because I love the story. And it's what I referenced earlier, where you're actually profiled in a book about reinvention that was written by Dori Clark. So,
and I know listeners would love to hear, you know, about that process or that journey.
Well, I think, you know, I started out with one career as a college professor, and I was successful at that, and I enjoyed it. It gave me great joy. But I also always had this sense of there must be something else. And I kept feeling like I was reaching my creative ceiling, my creative potential. And so when I started my business, and I was a very good student, I had a great mentor in Alan Weiss, and I learned how to be a businesswoman. You know, that doesn't make any sense because a poet becoming a businesswoman, I mean, inspired paths are not linear, as we know. but part of that was in learning. I had to learn an entirely new language of business. I had to learn new jargon. I had to learn new ways of looking at things. And that was a great exercise. But as things went along, as we talked about, I started to feel like, wait a minute, I'm keeping the poet a secret. And that didn't feel entirely congruent for me. And so as you know, I often use travel and other kinds of journeying to do my own work and my own reflection and writing. And I went on a really great trip to Italy that kind of tipped the scales for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we'll have you talk about that, the Italy trip, because one of the other poems that I chose that'll bring us in from the next break is actually your tribute to that experience. Mm-hmm. Something just popped in my head. It's a story that you tell about being at a dinner party, one of the first times you were involved in sort of this $1 million consulting group.
Mm-hmm.
You know the story I'm talking about, right?
I think so.
Yeah, where someone came up behind you and gave you a command.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
there's so $1 million ones to choose from, right?
Yeah, but I love this story because I think that this is what more people need. They need someone to come along and do this to them. So,
well, I came from the tradition of academia where credentials and degrees were your ticket in the door. And so as soon as I started my business, I was absolutely petrified that someone was going to come up to me and say, so where'd you get your MBA? And I didn't have an MBA. And I also felt kind of embarrassed because I felt like I did not have the ticket, the special ticket that made it okay for me to be a business consultant and advising CEOs and so on. And I was at this dinner party and I was talking to people and I don't even know how it came up, but suddenly I heard my voice. You know how sometimes you hear your voice, but it doesn't feel like it's an out of body experience thing. You think, who said that?
Yeah.
And I said, well, I only have an MFA. And my mentor came from behind me, grabbed me on the forearm and said, stop apologizing for yourself. Mm-hmm. They've got MBAs lining the halls and they don't know what to do. You need to show up with your own unique way of doing things and your own unique way of seeing the world. Mm-hmm. And that's what's going to offer value and also bring you joy. And I think that was really important because, and it took me a while. Like, I didn't switch over right away and start saying, I'm the boardroom poet. You know, it took me a while from there. But now, you know, what I realize is that when I'm not speaking in my voice, you see, I would be leading a life that's not really congruent and not true to me. and showing up as the poet is a really important part of who I am. Mm-hmm. And even though we might think poetry and business don't have anything to do with each other, they actually have a lot to do with each other.
They absolutely do. You know, it's a fresh take on the world. And wow, what a message. You know, stop apologizing for yourself.
Yeah.
If we can just tell ourselves, you know, to do that each and every day, we'd be more awesome.
We would be more awesome.
So let me give out the number one more time for the callers. We will be taking callers. It's 800-930-2819 if you'd like to speak with me, the psychic, or Philip, the coach, or our lovely guest, Libby Wagner. On embracing your voice, on reclaiming your voice. So we're going to come back and you're going to find out the five simple steps to finding your own voice. What are they and how you can apply them?
One word breaks the code of silence. Silence tells me all I need to know. One word tells me everything I need to know. One world driven into madness.
Tune in to Psychic Cup of Coffee with Kelly Sutliff every Tuesday, 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Kelly is a 14-year veteran of psychic ability, and she offers inspiration and comfort to those dealing with grief when they have lost a loved one, and also shares with people that the psychic world is very real. Call 1-800-930-2819 during the show with your questions and visit PsychicMediumKelly.com. That's PsychicMediumKelly.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, identify your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst and clairvoyant who uses her intuitive and energetic gifts to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Want to improve your spiritual connection? Connect with a loved one in the spirit world. Develop your spiritual gifts? Call respected, recognized, gifted intuitive, medium, and spiritual teacher Jennifer Farmer to schedule your transformative in-depth reading. These powerful sessions offer healing insights from the spirit world and personal guidance for all areas of your life. Call Jennifer at 727-324-9668. That's 727-324-9668 and visit jenniferfarmer.com.
Psychic World, Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern, with John G. Sutton, featuring his special guest, Countess Strella. One of Britain's most respected psychic mediums, John is an internationally published author, poet, and professional clairvoyant. His best-selling books include Psychic Pets, featured with John on the Walt Disney Channel, Animal Planet. Currently, John is the feature editor of the monthly Psychic World, which is the UK's Journal of Spiritualism. He has over 30 years of experience working in the field of paranormal studies. Countess Strella has an incredible ability to visualize your future in a positive, passionate way. This show offers all listeners the chance to call in and speak directly to John or the amazing Countess Strella. You can ask your personal questions about love, career, money, relationships, or whatever is troubling you in this often difficult life. What dreams may come? Join John G. Sutton and Countess Strella to discover your answer. See www.psychicworld.net.
The best part of leaving you was the moon. Almost perfect in the pre-dawn sky, I opened the taxi window to turn my face toward it, to breathe in as much Tuscany as my lungs could hold, that in my breathlessness, racing past quiet olive groves and Sangiovese near bursting, I could carry your face with me across the table, our leaning in, our feet one after another, up and around yet another bend, high above the hills of Capizana, down into the tombs of beloved Etruscans, the upturned voices of the lads carried us back out into the day.
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with Sophisticated Guys. We have a special guest today, the Boardroom Poet. That was one of her poems. Libby, why don't you share a little bit about that poem?
Well, in 2010, I went to Italy with the poet David White and about 20 other pilgrims on a walking tour of Tuscany. I highly recommend this, by the way. And I had just found out, actually, before I left that my father's family, and I never met my biological father, but my father's family was from an area called Lucca. And so the returning to my ancestral homeland and also recognizing that I was going to have to be much more courageous about my work as a poet in the world led to that that poem that's really about friendship and longing and claiming oneself and eating well. Because, you know, that's what Italians
very Italian.
Do.
That, yeah.
No, that's what Italians
and it
do.
And so. It helps you embody your body.
That's right.
And so that
food
full
is
poem
good.
Is yes. actually on your YouTube channel.
It is.
And so you can again, search for Libby Wagner or the Boardroom Poet on YouTube to find some of those poems. Mm-hmm. So,
or just Google, right?
Mm-hmm, just yeah. Google Libby yeah. Wagner. Yeah. So I feel like because I've known you and I sort of work very closely with you, and especially during this period of your life, I feel like the five steps that David mentioned before we went to the break, I feel like this is really where you started to evolve your work, because you actually went through this process internally, partially while you were in Italy and then coming back from that trip. So why don't you talk a little bit about these five steps that people can use to start to find their voice and to actually start to embody it and live in it?
Mm-hmm. Well, I'd be happy to talk about that. And I want you to know, you know, David mentioned beforehand there are, you know, five sort of simple steps. And I would call them simple, but I wouldn't necessarily say they're easy mm-hmm. because these are things that we do in the course of our life. And the other thing is that we do them over and over again.
So it becomes a discipline, right?
It becomes a discipline, yeah. Absolutely, like anything else. Mm-hmm. And because, you know, as you notice, as everyone notices, you probably have certain times in your life where, and I love how David White says this, you get pretty sick of yourself mm-hmm. and you know you're on the threshold of something new. And that's an indicator that you're moving closer to that otherness of your voice. Mm. But the very first thing that you have to do is you have to let go and you have to give up on your old story and you have to quit having the conversation that you're having with yourself right now, especially the one that makes you tired, mm-hmm. especially the one that's exhausting, and especially the one that you hear yourself telling it either to yourself or to others and you think, I'm kind of tired of telling this story, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
But you have to be willing to let that go, because right now that's standing in the way of you getting that central connection to your voice.
Love that.
And I think for me, I had to give up an old story that poetry and business did not fit together, that no one would value that as in the business world where, you know, I thought all they cared about was the bottom line. And I also think that I had to give up my story that I couldn't make money at what I loved. I had to give up that story. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people have to give up that story.
I was about to say, that absolutely. Probably resonates with so many people who are listening. That idea yeah. that I can't really do what I want to do because. Mm-hmm. And you have that laundry list of reasons why you can't pursue mm-hmm. it.
Right? And I see some callers in the queue, and I'm wondering if some of their questions are going to be around that.
Yeah. So, you never know.
I know.
So,
you
never know.
Why don't
so
we?
Number two, Libby.
What's number two?
Well, so the next thing is, and I really have to, you know, credit my collaborative and creative partner, Owen O'Sullivan, for this next one, too, because we've talked a lot about voice. And this next one is about listening deeply. And, you know, part of what is stressful in the postmodern world, frankly, is all of the fragmentation that we experience due to media, due to technology. Mm-hmm. And I'm not a complete Luddite. I know that there are places and spaces where technology is so helpful. Like right now, we're in a studio that has a lot of technology that's helping mm-hmm. us. But the other thing, though, that happens is it prevents us from listening deeply. And I was just rereading some work by the philosopher and former priest John O'Donohue. And he talked about how when you're looking at screens, when you're looking at things like that, it's not really looking back at you. Mm-hmm. Whereas if I turn to you, David, and I look at you and I look in your eyes, mm-hmm. there's a way I can listen that's very different. But I also think that listening deeply is about listening to what's going on around you, whether you want to call it the universe or God or spirit or intuition. But it's those messages and those things that reach out to you and say, wait a minute, what about this? Or what about this direction? Mm-hmm. But listening deeply requires quiet. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we're addicted to the church of busyness. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, that's a really challenging one. And I think sometimes I have used travel and certainly writing as a way to listen deeply.
Mm-hmm. And this next point is really curious to me.
Yeah. So honoring your inheritance, you know, if you're an artist, one of the pressures that you feel is this idea that you must come up with something original. Mm-hmm. And then you have other messages in the world about, well, there's nothing new under the sun. And so part of what has happened to me in my collaboration with my friends from Ireland is that I initially had what I would call heritage envy, because they have such a rich and deep, not only artistic heritage, but cultural heritage. And I'm an Air Force kid. Like I was born in Spain, but then I grew up traveling all over the country, and I don't know anyone from second grade. And I don't know how to describe my place. And so I started thinking, well, you know, my heritage, my inheritance is lesser than, you know, someone who, you know, like you, David, you know, you can trace your roots back to places in Mexico where your family was.
And Spain.
Yeah, exactly. And even you, Philip, you know, with you're from the South, mm-hmm. you know, you have those really rich connections. But what Owen and I talk about is that honoring your inheritance is actually taking everything you've been given mm-hmm. and doing something with it.
Yeah.
And everything you've been given is your friendships, your relationships, your education, your popular culture, mm-hmm. your cultural history, your gender, you know, all of those things. You take what you've been given and then you create something from it. Mm-hmm. And when you do that, that's in your voice. That's where your hidden artistry is. Now, mine's poetry, but yours might be something else. You know, it might be doing a creative radio show like this, mm-hmm. or it might be...
Mine is as a counselor, I believe, or a spiritual advisor, a trusted advisor.
Absolutely. That's where your creativity mm-hmm. is. That's where your artistry is. Mm-hmm. But in order to do that, you've got to honor everything that came before you. It's not just your family and not just your country of origin. It's everything that came before you. That's honoring your inheritance.
And I love that point, because we talk about this a lot on the show and also in our work with clients, that everything that's happened, the good and the bad, if you can manage to look at that as all of that being for your good, mm-hmm. and that it was all necessary and it was all something that you called forth and it was all something that you needed to go through to help to evolve you and get you to the point that you're at. Like, I think that speaks to it, just honoring that journey that you've had as being uniquely yours, mm-hmm. and letting go of the judgment on it. Mm-hmm. Like, I love that point.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's really important to honor all of it, because when you honor all of it, then you get to transform it into something. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I like with your, you know, your show on grudges mm-hmm. and forgiveness. See, that's really important, because if we can't let go of those things and honor what has happened, then we can't make space for this new, creative, mm-hmm. innovative place to come in.
Exactly.
It's the same for companies and groups as it is for individuals, by the way.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So point number four.
So point number four, I like to call beautiful inquiry. And this is really about asking questions, using questions to connect you with your heart's desire. I do a really simple exercise using a journal when I'm coaching clients and working with groups. And, you know, maybe some of the callers would be interested in something like this as well. But actually using a journal with an actual pen or pencil, so not using a keyboard, giving yourself some timed writing exercises and doing things like, what do I really want? And then making yourself write about it for mm-hmm. 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. Why do I do what I do? Mm-hmm. But really trying to get connected with that. And the other thing is that beautiful inquiry or beautiful questions are questions that create energy and inspiration, and maybe even a tiny bit of fear, not mm-hmm. paralysis, mm-hmm. but like butterfly fear. Mm-hmm. And that's different than boring questions.
Absolutely.
Or vanilla questions, you know.
We always share that that's the fear response is a signal that says you're on the verge of something worthy of you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
Exactly. And so that's really important, is to be able to answer some of those questions. So mm-hmm. for me, mm-hmm. a question that came up is, do I really think that my work as a poet has value to others? Do I really believe that? And mm-hmm. of course, I did really believe it, but I was afraid.
Yes.
And so I had to sit with that question for a while before I could move on to the next thing.
Which is?
The fifth one, which is the embodiment. And this is about taking action. Mm-hmm. Because part of standing up and speaking in your voice is mm-hmm. actually using your voice. Mm-hmm. It can be your physical voice, like the ones we're using now to talk on the radio. But it's also your writing, your presence, mm-hmm. your work, the way you are in your community, your family, all of those things. That's the embodiment of the voice.
I love that.
That just makes me want to take in a deep breath.
I know. So, Libby, I'm super excited that you're here sharing this. And I know we have some callers that are ready to speak to us.
Yes, so. Very patient on hold. So you have been listening to this to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip. And we're going to take a break. But here's the number again in case you'd like to call, 800-930-2819. And when we come back, we're going to take the callers, but also answer what the most common obstacles are that get in the way of you finding your voice.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of two-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland. Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's Oranum.com.
This is called Why I Live in This Rainy Place. Because today, the Cascades are spread out to the east and the Olympics to the west, perfectly outlined in the morning sky. Because I'm likely to be stopped still by a blue heron. My morning walk on Alki Beach, the Space Needle spire rising in the distance.
Welcome back to Get Sophisticated with Sophisticated Guys and our special guest boardroom poet. That was Libby's poem, Why I Live in This Rainy Place, which is her love poem to Seattle. And I For the people who are local to Seattle, I arranged for the weather today because I knew we were going to
feature. You're right on it.
I mean, yeah. I called Mother Nature and said, please give us a rainy day. I need this to fit. So, but again, another poem that people can find on your website, on your YouTube channel. So just Google Libby Wagner. It's a great poem.
It's a really good one. It really showcases Seattle pride.
Yeah. If you live in Seattle or you've ever visited Seattle, the poem will speak to you. Yeah. So I think a good thing to jump into is to use the 5 steps that Libby mentioned, and we have some callers. So, Benny, why don't you introduce our first caller?
Sure. We'll take the first one. It's Mike, and he's calling in from Tacoma.
Welcome, Mike. How can we help you?
Yes. Hi there. I was calling in because I'm at a place in my life where I'm, questioning, what I'm doing here and what's my purpose. And I don't know, I'm at a place also where, the money isn't doing anything for me. So I'm 70 years old right now, so I want to find out where I'm supposed to be at.
Mm-hmm. So answer me this question, Mike, because what I know to be true, and Libby probably knows this too, is, like you shared, our fears may be a good indicator to our purpose or who we are or for our next step. So Mike, being really honest, if you feel comfortable doing so, what are you most scared of right now?
What was that again?
What are you most scared of right now?
I really haven't thought about that because I don't feel like I'm afraid. I'm trying to figure out what I'm doing here and what my purpose is.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Mike, one thing that thanks for sharing your age with us, because I actually got really excited when you said you were 70 because mm-hmm. I'm a big fan of reinvention. And I think your voice changes and evolves and shifts over time. And part of being 70 is that you get to claim your eldership. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have a whole life's worth of experiences and stories and relationships and conversations. And, it probably can be kind of overwhelming to think, all right, well, where do I go next and what do I do? But that's one thing that comes to mind for me is that if you think about that idea of honoring your inheritance, what are some things that come up for you in terms of what you've been given?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think, too, the place that Mike is in is a common place that people end up, and it's that, what now?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
mm-hmm.
something has ended, something has a chapter has closed, and you're trying to decide, what am I going to write for this next chapter?
Mm-hmm.
And I think when I'm working with people who are in that space, I tell them, whatever you want. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you really have to connect to, is what you really feel you want to do. Because mm-hmm. that desire, we talk about this a lot, is that pull and that desire to do, it's an indication that you're being drawn to something, mm-hmm. that you're actually being called forth to do something. Mm-hmm. And so I think if you can manage to just answer that question, what do I want to do? And then start to take steps towards it. It allows you to get rid of some of the pressure.
Or even Mike, not what do you want to do, but just what do you want? One thing I recommend if you want to just try something is, get a journal or a notebook and a pen and write that question at the top of it. What do I really want? And then use a kitchen timer or something else. Time yourself for 15 minutes. Don't stop writing. Keep your hand moving. It's a very particular kinesthetic activity, and just you don't have to show it to anyone, and just write, what do I really want? What do I really want? And mm-hmm. and something is going to emerge through that particular process.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'll give that a shot and see where that turns out. I'm doing a lot of praying too. So
can I share one more thing with you, Mike?
Absolutely.
So I feel you're really disconnected. Disconnected from people. Do you have a community, like a tribe that you can go to for support?
Well, let's see. Well, I've got a brother, that I connect with. And,
yeah.
And I've got. I feel
like you need more, because the image that keeps coming to me for you is the hermit, sort of like isolated, on his own, and. it's actually a kind of a safe place because it's making you reflect on where you've been, you know, like your inheritance to give you the message of where you want to go next. So I would also recommend that exercise that Libby just described would be worthwhile because right now what I'm sensing for you is that it's all about giving back. It's all about giving back.
Yeah.
And that should be your focus right now.
Well, I've been going to a couple churches also.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, keep trying to find your tribe. You will find them.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen, thanks a lot. And God bless all of you.
You're welcome.
And have a safe and
thanks,
sane week.
You too.
You too.
I think we'll have time for one more caller. We'll take Nikki calling in from Bothell.
Hello, Nikki. How are you?
Welcome, Nikki.
Hi. Good morning. Actually, this is kind of funny, but my age is the same as the last caller, and mm-hmm. I have been through many things and done many things, and now I'm kind of like, okay, where's my passion? Now I want to start something, but I hesitate with tie downs. Because I thought about a business, and then I thought, well, I don't know if I want to be tied down because I'd like to travel, but then I want a home, and I don't have a home. I have everything in storage, and I'm staying with someone, and that's going to come to an end. I have to figure something out. Mm-hmm. So I don't have a lot of friends. I seem to gravitate to, I want to see things with my own eyes and not be told how to see things necessarily.
Mm-hmm.
But I think I'm creative. I don't think I want something, you know, I don't want to be marginalized. I don't want an 18-year-old boss. I don't want.
Okay.
So I'm just having a little bit of.
Who does?
I know. Who does want an 18-year-old boss? That sounds horrible.
Yeah. So, Nikki, go ahead and ask us, what's your question?
Well, I'm trying to figure out what I can do that that is fulfilling and does give back, but I get something out of it. I really get something out of it and feel good and it pays the way.
What I love is how things work with the shows because, I mean, what are the odds of having two callers call in that are at the exact same point and have the same question? And I think Libby being the guest and coming in, it the honor your inheritance part is just jumping out so much to
mm-hmm.
me that you have this whole experience that you can pull from and share. And I love that you're saying you want to find some way to be able to give back that also enriches you because there's so many people who you could help in terms of mentoring or sharing your story or, you know, working with people and helping them on their own journey. And that just really resonated with me listening, that idea of just honoring your inheritance and being able to own it. It jumped out.
I think also,
okay.
too, you know, Nikki, and I don't know if this feels resonant to you or not, but maybe take a look at that first step we were talking about, which is to let go, to give up on any story or any obstacle that you think is currently standing in your way. Just be willing to let go of it. And, you know, it sounds like, you know, you are kind of excited about reinvention. You're not sure where to go or what to do, but let go of anything that you find yourself telling over and over again, because that's a place where, you know, you can kind of have a crack and the light can come in and you can get some ideas about, you know, what's important to you.
Okay. So I'm so excited about starting over that I changed my name last week because it was just sitting there and I had chosen it a long time ago. And I thought, okay, so this is going to change things. And do I write a book? Conjure up old things to write a book? Or do I start something, go apply for the airlines and wonder what am I doing up here? Or So anyway, it's kind of exciting. And you're right. I thought about coaching. I thought about starting a spa and then I thought maybe that's just a message to go to a spa.
Well, yeah. I like that message.
Yeah. I think, Nikki, one thing that would help you is to, you know, listen back to the show and listen as Libby's walking through those five steps and actually go through those steps yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think what's happening is you're just really aware that you have the whole world open to you.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you can manage to go through those steps and figure out, especially number four, where you really try to connect to what your heart's desiring and what really feels like it's yours to do,
mm-hmm.
that's where it'll get clear and you can actually start to get some traction. So.
And the fifth, I'm sorry, but it wasn't clear to me because I was taking notes.
Mm-hmm.
So between number four and number five, I wasn't sure what five was.
five is about embodying it, and that means you're going to actually take some action. So, you know, take that first next step towards whatever it is. Yep.
Yeah.
Take action. Okay. Yeah.
And Nikki, just really quickly to wrap up, because we're at the end of the show, what I would recommend for you is to see how much more you can let go of, like physically. You know, the stuff that you mentioned that was in storage, how much of that do you really want to keep carrying around with you? Because I feel a lot of old energy there, like a lot. And it feels like a weight. And it's keeping you anchored down in the past. And so it's not letting you see the your new future. And so that would be my number one recommendation, to let more go. Alrighty, Nikki?
Okay. So thanks for calling in, Nikki. So we are at the end of the show, so I just want to get out some information really quickly. So if you want to keep informed about the radio show, you can go to GetSophisticated.com. You can find us on Facebook at GetSophisticated and Twitter, Sophisticated. Mm-hmm. And then Libby, you can Google Libby Wagner. Her website is boardroompoet.com, boardroompoet at Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube. So really easy to find her. Mm-hmm. And Libby will be doing a giveaway. So we're going to do a co-giveaway. It's Sophisticated page, Facebook, go there. We're going to be giving away a signed copy of her poetry book somehow. And then on Libby's Facebook page, she's going to be giving away a free coaching session. So definitely check those out. They'll be up later today. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks so much, you guys.
Have a great day, Seattle.
You've been listening to Get Sophisticated with David and Philip on Transformation Talk Radio. This dynamic duo helps you uncover what the universe intends for you and create a plan to make it a reality with topics that enhance your living journey, tips to live your best life possible. Listen in and call for some sophisticated guidance and live your life in good taste with a twist. See you again real soon. Visit GetSophisticated.com. That's GetSophisticated.com. And call 206-420-8660.
Accelerate your intuitive abilities with Lynn Brown on July 26, 2:30 p.m. to 4:30 p.m. at Maya Whole Health Studio. Awaken yourself as a spiritual being with natural spiritual gifts and become more grounded, clear, focused, and healthy by learning the five essential energy tools that everyone should have. Call 425-271-0200 to register for the Intuitive Tools for Beginners workshop, and let's get into it now. Visit ruintuit.com for more information.
Chris Stainis is a spiritual leader and healer and teaches a course on how you can transform your life through a meditation and healing system that will manifest your spirit's dreams. She manifested the Women of Wisdom Conference, the Women of Wisdom book, and this radio show. And she can show you how to change your life too. Are you ready? Visit the website and contact her at voicesofwomentoday.com. That's voicesofwomentoday.com.
Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host at transformationtalkradio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
The Read of a Lifetime, Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis, overflows with new vital revelations to enlighten your mind and transform your world. Learn to supercharge your aura with rainbow-colored radiance and magnetize your heart's highest desires. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura. It will change how you see yourself. Advanced Studies of the Human Aura by David Christopher Lewis. Order it today at davidclewisbook.org.
Do you seek direction in the world of cares? Countess Starella, the amazing clairvoyant, can help you. Love and romance are her specialties as she tunes in to your life. Is this your soulmate? Ask Countess Starella direct. Born in New Orleans, Starella is a lifelong naturally gifted mystical lady with an incredible ability to see the future for you. Starella has been featured on many international television channels and for years had her own show in Japan. Her European TV credits include a series of 2-hour specials for Network TV3 in Ireland, Countess Starella is currently featured here on Transformation Talk Radio in a weekly show, Psychic World, each Wednesday, 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern. You can consult Countess Starella personally on the brilliant website of Orenum.com. Just search for Countess Starella. There you can speak direct with the wonderfully gifted mystical lady herself, the amazing Countess Starella, on Orenum.com. That's O-R-A-N-U-M.com.